Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Stacy Marshall with the Flag Football America podcast. We are pleased to have a special guest with us today. We have our first ever May 2017 Player of the Month. And this is the first time we've ever done this contest, but we're so proud to have our guest and his mom with us. So I'm pleased to announce the May 2017 Player of the Month for Flag Football America, Colton Smith. Colton, are you with us today?
Yes.
All right. And who else do you have with you?
Well, my mom is next to me on a separate phone.
Hi.
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Vivi. Oh, thank you. And I also want to say thanks to Jason for nominating Colton.
Oh, we didn't know. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So Colton's our May 2017 Player of the Month, and his dad nominated him. So, Colton, can you tell my audience a little bit about you? Can you tell us your age and how long have you been playing football?
Well, I'm eight. And I've been playing football for 4 years. And my main sports
Go ahead. You can tell your main sports.
Okay. My main sports are tackle and track.
Track. Well, I have to say, when your dad posted that photo of you in your American uniform from a look like a Pro Bowl, I was just, like, fascinated. I think you represent what Flag Football America is all about. I think you represent someone who loves football, but then also someone who just really enjoys not only flag and track, but 7-on-7. When did you start playing football?
Well, about like four.
About four? Okay.
We threw him in a league just for fun. We had a parent in his preschool that just thought he was fast. And we thought, why not? Let's throw him in there. And threw some flags on him. And he loved it. He ended up earning the MVP of the league for 6 and under at the age of 4.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what positions do you play?
Well, I play running back sometimes and wide receiver, but I mostly play safety and running back.
Gotcha. That's awesome. So that picture that I saw of you on the internet, of you in your uniform, what was that from? What game was that from?
Which uniform?
Oh, when you had on, like, the American, the stars and the stripes, and it said, like, a Pro Bowl?
The youth Pro Bowl.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. How did that go? How did you enjoy that?
It was really fun. I got to make a lot of new friends.
Oh, that's what's great. That's awesome. So
it was actually nice because normally he plays up in his age for tackle football. And when we went to the Youth Pro Bowl, we got to play for the first time his age. And so it was nice to feel like the big guy on the block and surrounded by talent. We got to meet so many kids from Florida that now they have a bond because they participated in the Pro Bowl. It was really special.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think that's what's so great about just these different flag football events and tournaments, just the kids get to build friends and have good times.
We agree. Absolutely. And you know what? Getting coached by different coaches.
Absolutely,
you don't have to be with one guy, one system. You learn to be versatile.
Absolutely, yeah. So I see here on your bio that you've played in some flag football tournaments this year. You've played in the Red Zone Santa Bowl. You played in the New Year's Bowl. You also played in Battle at the Shores and the USFTL National Championship. Can you tell me a little bit about those tournaments and your experience with those tournaments?
Well, it was very fun, But it was really my team that made it happen.
They called him from these teams just to see if he would come and join them. And so you know, we're lucky that people enjoy his company. He has teammates from several different leagues that ask to have him and let him come on, and they're not territorial, and let him join and do his thing. So it's a nice experience because there are three different teams we ended up joining to do each thing.
Yeah, that's great. So Colton, we talked a little bit about this before the show, but I just want to let my audience know. So you were nominated for the Player of the Month. Your dad or your mom put you up there. You won the voting contest. And then as you were starting, as I realized that you were going to win the contest, I saw that you were kind of recovering from a little bit of an injury. But it looks like you're back to health. What happened?
Well, I got a knee injury during track. I was practicing some sprints, and I had some bad luck running through a dip. I injured my knee worse than we thought and was out 8 weeks in therapy. I had tendonitis, water under my kneecap, and sprained ligaments. I hate being injured.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you. What'd you do for 8 weeks? I mean, did the doctor say no kind of physical activity and just rest it up?
Well, not really, but I watched some football videos and I watched brain surgery.
That's awesome.
We found a video about a brain bleed once, and I thought it was interesting. I showed him the video right before his injury, and he was fascinated by the doctor going and cauterizing the brain bleed. And after that, during his injury, we watched quite a few of brain surgeries on YouTube, and he was fascinated. He is absolutely fascinated now that he would like to be a brain surgeon.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah,
kind of intense.
That's actually a great segue to my next question. So obviously you don't play football or run track or even play flag football all the time. So let's talk about school. What are some of your favorite subjects in school?
My most favorite subject is science. My second is math.
Great. Okay.
Do you do any clubs?
Yeah.
What clubs do you do on Thursdays?
Sometimes, not always.
What is it?
Well, it's a club that,
it's a Lego engineer. It's called Bricks for Kids. So he does
okay.
that. And he's also a mathlete.
That's great. Hey, listen, this is hopefully going out to our full audience. You know, I think that's what's so important about sports. Just being able to find that balance between obviously academics, and it sounds like academics is just as important as your sports.
It is.
Yeah, we don't accept anything less. If without the academics, he has nothing. Because just as we saw, one injury and everything can be gone.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, this is Stacey Marshall with the Flag Football America podcast. Again, we are so proud to be joined by Colton Smith, who is our May 2017 Player of the Month. We're also joined by his mom, Vivian Smith. And I also like to say a shout-out to Jason Smith, who obviously made this happen. So let's talk a little bit about your track career. I saw some photos of you on the Internet and track. How did you get involved with track?
Oh, I got involved with track because after I started football, I was really fast, and now I'm starting to go to track, and this guy named Coach Pete.
Well, we were constantly told that he was quick, he'd sprint against the team, he'd do very well, and we don't necessarily like him to be top of the pack. We like to throw him to the wolves and let him keep up and learn from people who are truly good at what they do. And so we never had him trained, and we thought, let's go to the local track club. And it's a track club that actually nationally is pretty honored. And we got there, and they gave him so much respect. He was able to join a 4x1 relay team the first year on, which was last year. and he excelled. They ended up going to the Junior Olympics last year for their 4x1 team, got the silver medal. And he continues to race the 100 and the 200 as a sprinter. He, after his injury, just went back this Saturday after being out 8 weeks. He's only been back working his knee for 2 weeks and was able to pull out a bronze medal for the 9-year-old division at the 8-year-old old of age. So he's a fighter. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
We didn't expect anything.
Right, right. That's exciting. Colton, what do you like most about track?
What I like most about track is I like almost everything about it.
Okay.
Like what?
Yeah.
How does your body feel?
Oh, my body feels great.
Yeah, that's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. We're on with Colton Smith, Vivian Smith. So we've got about 3 minutes left in the podcast. So as I understand it, Colton, right now you're playing 7-on-7. Could you tell me a little bit about your 7-on-7 team? And then, of course, school's starting to come to an end. So what are some of your summer plans?
Some of my summer plans is going to fish and going to swim, and I'm going to and go to the beach and just play a couple of video games.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And how's your 7-on-7 team doing right now?
My 7-on-7 team is great. There's a lot of fast kids.
Yeah. So do you practice every day with that team, or do you just show up for the games? How much of a commitment is it?
Mostly 2 times a day.
A week. Mm-hmm. There are a group of kids from actually a mix of local tackle teams that come together, and that's actually the best part about his team, is that kids that would normally not get to be together have come together to make a great team, and they've gelled. And so this is the one time they're actually together is during 7-on-7.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's great. So you pretty much like to play. You feel like it's a good thing, and you're pretty much committed to playing football all year if it's possible in one form or another, right?
Yes.
That's great. That's great. All right, well, we have about 2 minutes left in the podcast. I personally want to thank Vivian. I want to thank you for joining us and allowing Colton to do the interview.
No, you're welcome. It was our pleasure.
It was really special for this to happen.
Oh, you're like a dream come true. I just have to let you know, I've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years, and your post that I post a picture of you has been my most popular post on the history of on my Facebook page.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. As soon as this interview is over, we're going to have some goodies for you. And I only have one request. I just want you to take a couple pictures of some of the cool things that we're going to send you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, great. So we got about 90 seconds left. I'm just going to open up the forum to you, Colton and Vivian. Any last words or comments that you'd like to share, or any shout-outs that you'd like to give to anybody who sort of helped you all along with your football career?
Yes. Thank you very much for making this happen and interviewing me.
And to any parents
welcome.
Out
Thank
there
you.
Who have a moment, they put your kid in a sport, give them the outlet, get them interested in something before they get interested in the wrong things. They don't have to be the best. They just have to have an interest.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Again, this is Stacy Marshall with the Flag Football America podcast. We are so proud and so happy to have Colton Smith and his mom with us to celebrate his May 2017 Player of the Month victory. We will be posting this online, not only on our website at flagfootballamerica.com, but we'll also be posting this on our web station at blogtalkradio.com. Again, I want to thank you both for taking the time to do this interview today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colton.
Have a great day.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.